It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we take a peek behind the late-night TV screen with a veteran Tonight Show writer.
First, Governor Walker is getting a lot of attention for his suggestion this week that the United States may want to consider cutting back on legal immigration.
Walker admitted last month on Fox News that he had changed his stance on undocumented immigrants. 2 years ago, he argued for offering them a way to become citizens. He said in that interview he no longer supports the idea.
He now seems to be taking his stance on immigration a step further in comments that he made while talking to conservative radio host Glenn Beck. Here's what he had to say.
And then in terms of legal immigration, what we need to approach that going forward is saying we will make adjustments. The next president and the next Congress need to make decisions about a legal immigration system that's based on, first and foremost, protecting American workers and American wages, because that, the more I've talked to folks, I've talked to Senator Sessions and others out there, but it is a fundamentally lost issue by many in elected positions today, is what is this doing not only to American workers looking for jobs, but what is it doing to the wages? And we need to have that be at the forefront of our discussion going forward.
This stance could be problematic for him in his likely Republican presidential primary because many Republican donors, including David and Charles Koch, support legal immigration in part for business reasons.
Here with us to talk about Governor Walker's comments is Harry Enten, senior political writer and analyst for 538. Harry, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, can you frame Governor Walker's comments on legal immigration for us? Where did he make them, and what was the background?
Well, basically, he made them on Glenn Beck's program, and he's sort of followed them up in some interviews. And, Beck is clearly on the conservative side of the Republican Party. I mean, he wouldn't even consider himself a Republican, probably. He'd probably consider himself outside of the party apparatus. And to Beck's audience, Walker is making a lot of sense. If you look at polls, it indicates that the people most likely to be against legal immigration are those independents who lean Republican. Of course, however, they don't make up a majority of the Republican Party, and that's a big problem for Walker, as you indicated, because it turns out that most Republican voters simply do not want to decrease the amount of illegal immigration. And it's not only the voters, but it's also the party actors, the elected officials. And when you're looking at a primary going forward in which there's very little ideological difference between the candidates, voters tend to look to those elected officials to decide who to vote for. And if they don't like Walker on this position, it could be a trouble going forward for him.
Well, and a couple of years ago, Walker made the case for a path to citizenship for undocumented immigrants. Now he's talking about having reservations on legal immigration. Was this a surprise that he's seems to be moving to the other end of the spectrum on this?
Well, I don't really, when you're running for president, it's one thing than running for governor, right? And you're running for president and you're running in these early states, especially Iowa, which is a caucus in which there are going to be very few voters turning out. And you're trying to appeal to this conservative portion of the electorate. Remember, there are going to be a ton of Republicans running. And so if you really only need 20-25% to win, then Walker might be making the bet that in order to appeal to that most conservative part of the electorate, the most likely to turn out, that these types of positions on immigration will be beneficial to him. I don't believe that's very good calculus, because even if you win in Iowa, usually the winner in Iowa doesn't actually win the entire primary. You have to go to New Hampshire, which is much more moderate, and then South Carolina, which is kind of in between the two of them. And so for me, it's just not a wise position looking at the polling and looking at the response from different senators. Remember, he mentions Jeff Sessions, but there are 99 other senators in the United States Senate. There are a ton more Republicans besides Sessions. And most of them, in fact, there isn't a single other Republican who has been vocal about wanting to decrease the amount of legal immigration. It's just, in my opinion, not a smart move.
And you point out in the polling that there's a difference between saying you want to roll back legal immigration and holding it at a constant rate. What's the difference there?
Right. So, it would be one thing if Walker were saying, look, I want to look at this issue and maybe we should keep things the same. We don't want to keep bringing people into this country, even if they're here legally. But he's not saying that. I mean, he's not really saying much of anything, is he? He's sort of wavering on it. He's kind of giving a nice little wink to Beck and his audience and trying to place a little middle ground. But it doesn't take a real genius to look at his comments and say what he's really talking about here. And decreasing is just, it is a minority position within the Republican Party, not only among the party actors, as I spoke about, but also among the voters. If he had said, we want to stay steady, that, in fact, is a perfectly reasonable position based upon the polling numbers.
We're talking right now about Governor Walker's recent comments on legal immigration with Harry Enten, senior political writer and analyst for 538. And one of the suggestions in that soundbite that we heard is that legal immigration might depress wages. And that's something that's contentious. What do we know about the effect of legal immigration on wages?
Well, I think it's exactly what you said. It's contentious. It's not very clear. And when things aren't very clear and you can't present clear facts in front of a primary audience, that's a big problem. You know, if it was one thing that was very clear that wages would get decreased, then Walker would be in very, very good position because he'd be able to put those up on ads and he'd be able to make his case and it would be clear as night as day. But when things aren't clear and things are muddled, as they often are in primaries, where ideology is just not that clear. I mean, it's one thing to say, I'm more conservative than Hillary Clinton, right? But it's another thing to say that I'm more conservative than, say, Marco Rubio. And when things just aren't clear and facts aren't clear and you can't present your argument very, you know, on a basis of I'm definitely right here, that's a big problem for him when you have the entire other part of the Republican Party against him.
Right, and there does seem to be general agreement that immigration as a whole is good for the economy, according to the Washington Post and other sources. Is it possible, though, that this would work appealing to people who would like to see a candidate move further to the right?
I mean, of course. You know, it's one of those things whereby there's going to be a portion of the Republican Party that is going to like what Walker's saying. Remember, about 40%, depending on the polling, 35 to 40% of Republicans want a decrease in legal immigration. So he could appeal to those voters. But again, when you're trying to put together a majority of voters in a Republican primary, when you start getting these candidates eliminated, look, we're going to start off with probably about 10 Republicans, but then once you get through with South Carolina and Florida and you get to Super Tuesday, it's going to limit the field to, you know, two or three candidates. And just being able to appeal to 40% of the public on this issue is just not something to me that's a smart move. I think there are a lot of other issues that are out there for Walker in which he could be able to appeal to the Republican base besides this one that, of course, when you're dealing in a long primary and you have donors that are going to spend candidates into the ground, you just don't want to go against the donors, as you mentioned, the Koch brothers and a whole ton of other donors as well who don't want legal immigration to be limited.
Well, who should Scott Walker's primary audience be right now? Should it be likely Republican voters or should it be donors and current politicians who could help him?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, you know, we're still so far away from the primary, right? Candidates going to switch positions, and you're going to see, you know, voters say, you know, I want one candidate, and they want the other. And the people who don't forget, though, are the party actors and the donors. These are the types of people who are smart, who are paying the most attention, who are going to choose candidates within the next couple of months who they want to get behind. And you don't want to upset them. And something like legal immigration, which has, as we have hinted at and we've said throughout this entire interview, has major economic repercussions. That's the type of thing that can get donors very, very upset very quickly, and you don't want to alienate them, especially in this era of super PACs where they can spend tons of money and Walker could just be outspent by millions going into the primary season.
Well, you mentioned donors Charles and David Koch. They've expressed support for Governor Walker in the past. Have they responded at all to these comments on legal immigration?
I haven't seen them respond specifically to Walker's comments, but we do know that they have been very forceful. They do not want to see a decrease in the amount of legal immigration, and that's just a position that's pretty much uniform among the donor class. They believe that it is good for the economy and especially good for their wallets, and so if Walker tries to make more of this than he already has, it could be a big problem for him.
So it's early in the race. I mean, so early that, you know, Scott Walker is not even announced yet. But do you see this as something that has the potential to seriously hurt his potential candidacy already?
You know, it's one of these things whereby it's not just one issue. It's issue on top of issue on top of issue. And, you know, Walker has on immigration, whether it be illegal immigration or legal immigration, you don't really know where he stands. And the positions that he has switched to are positions that aren't very favorable to those who are in the donor class or many of those who are part of that Washington establishment. Remember, Walker is this rather conservative governor from the Midwest who isn't that well known in Washington, and his image is coming up and it's forming. And the last thing that you want is somebody who's a flip-flopper and someone who is seen as very, very conservative. And that's the type of thing. Look, if this was just a one-off type of thing for Walker, it wouldn't be that big of a deal. But now you're starting to get this image of somebody who isn't just very conservative, but someone who flip-flops to the more conservative positions. It's not a place that I would want to be. I'd get off of it if I were him.
Harry, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
We've been talking to Harry Enten, senior political writer and analyst for 538, about Governor Walker's comments this week suggesting that the U.S. might consider cutting back on legal immigration.